Known as the Lion City, Singapore is the second most densely populated independent country in the world. In just 150 years, Singapore has grown into a thriving center of commerce and industry. Aside from its booming economy, Singapore serves as home to many of the world's religions, such as Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Taoism, Sikhism, and many others. On many occasions, our association members invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to visit Singapore to share her knowledge and wisdom. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled, We All Have the Wisdom of God, in March 1993.
My voice is quite different.
No.
So sounds a bit nervous.
Why?
Because I never talked speaker before.
Microphone. Okay. You speak Mandarin or English as you feel comfortable with.
Okay. I use English. Yeah.
Is that English what you're speaking? Are you sure? All right. Okay.
Not a story. It's a thing that happened in my friend's life. I know my friend about 7 years. But the thing has happened about 10 years. Every night when you sleep, about midnight, you know that a girl call him up and want to talk to him. But the girl cannot see one. It's an invisible one.
Invisible being. Okay.
So he thought that at first, he thought that it's his mother or sister.
Understand.
But he can feel it. This girl calling him to talk, have a nice talk like this. But he cannot understand the girl. No. When he know that somebody talk to him, like it's a human or what, he still can understand. No. But the girl talk to him, that he don't know what English he use. But he tried to communicate with the girl, but he cannot get. Why is it a ghost or something else?
Why you ask me or you don't ask him?
That's why he at night phone to me, like, tell me. But midnight you tell me about this sort of thing. You scared.
You scared, You sleep with him?
No, I never sleep with him.
I mean, in the same room?
No.
No.
He phoned to me at night. My friend phoned to me.
Every midnight tell you this.
He said, one girl, want to call him up and talk to him.
So what do you want me to do now? There's some restless astral people try to make jokes. Sometimes they have nothing to do, just like some people on the earth, they have no job, so they go around making trouble.
But this is not a joke, no?
No joke.
Can we meditate, no? Can we meditate soon, then communicate with her, no?
He or you?
He.
Where is he?
He's beside me.
Beside me?
He's very shy type, because until now,
Very shy, You don't look at people. What for? He has enough problem already without you ghosts. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Until now, he still no girlfriend going out.
Is he on meditation now?
Yeah.
Okay, then he will probably feel better.
Oh.
And the girl will meditate with him. And become a better ghost. All right? Oh. We must feel love for all beings, okay? And then you may have some of my teaching running in the background while you meditate. Yeah, that's also educating her. Then she will be peaceful and she will leave you. All right?
Is it our mind is not pure? Can we meditation or?
Try to make it pure. But the more you meditate, you get purer.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Why you like it so much? So you enthusiastic. What is this about it? Huh? You like the ghost girl? Huh? Should he send it to your room next time? What is it that make you so happy about? Huh? What was it?
Unusual question.
All of you are unusual.
Yeah. Master, I have a personal problem on the meditation aspect. The problem is in our daily life, most of us are mixed in an environment of mixed eater, is it?
Right.
So to be a complete vegetarian would actually be, not say impossible, but difficult, is it? Especially if you are running a business or if you're meeting friends. That means when we sit in front of a 10-person table, you know, and we just sit there and drink. Can we do that or not?
No, you can tell them that you are vegetarian and they would prepare something for you. Okay? Just straight say, I'm vegetarian from so-and-so day.
I have another question is, I have seen one of the show, like the one of the Chinese show, which is Hui Neng Liu Zhu.
Yes.
I have seen one part that he has eaten among the robbers and the bandits.
Yes.
But he purely eat vegetables.
Yes.
In a mixed food.
You want to do that?
Because
first, you don't know whether he truly get the vegetable out or he cook alone, because he cooked. He is the one who cooked for them, so why should he cook in the meat and then take it out? He should have cooked different dishes. So now, first, so we don't know, okay? We're not sure about whether he's pure vegetarian or not, so we cannot say yes or no. Now, second, it's no good for you. It's not nutritious enough. So you might as well cook it with a proper diet with tofu and, how to say, gluten, meat, and all kind of beans and or binkers and that, so that you have enough nutrition. Understand? If we just pick our vegetable from meat, it's already meat marinated. Second, it's not very nutritious for you. Please keep on with your vegetarian diet if you truly want to aim at eternal life.
Okay, in that case, I understand. In that case, I will have to sacrifice and more or less alienated.
You don't have good food from your wife?
See, again, my family constitute mostly of a Taoism environment. Eh? And in order to be...
Learn to cook. Cook yourself. Cook yourself well, okay? I feel very sorry for all of you because you're born in a very unfavorable condition. If now and again you have to force yourself in this situation, of course, I don't say anything, but it's not very good for you only. Understand? Whatever benefit you get from 2 hours meditation is a waste of time. Understand? It's too much wasting for your effort. Yeah? Otherwise, I feel very sorry for all of you. Very, very sorry. But I was also a very busy housewife before, and also working for different purposes. But I was also keeping with the vegetarian diet very strictly. And many of the businessmen here, they travel around the world, and they keep on the vegetarian diet, and they won't die. Peter, you stand up. He travels, he lives in hotel all the time. He never can stay at any home, because he always travels around the world. His house is hotel. Yeah. And his wife also. Sometimes she can come and cook for him. Sometimes he has to eat just salad and fruit and nuts. These are very pure food. Our civilization, according to history, ups and downs, huh? Many times, so different. There are a lot of great civilization before us, yeah? And then also there are a period of darkness and things like that. So it could be that Adam and Eve first came, they have a glorious civilization, but afterward they, the descendants have sunk probably deeper into the lower understanding. So the life in the world is changed again into a little bit darkness, yeah?
Then the story about the Tower of Babel, where that's how so many races come about, is that true?
It's a symbolic, yeah? You don't need to believe in the tower, but you should believe in the story that our ego is higher than God even can stand. So he has to destroy it so that we may live in our humbleness and know God within ourselves. Otherwise, we keep building all kind of material tower or whatever, understand, and being proud of it, and forgot our greater wisdom. We can build the whole universe even, never mind being proud of only one tower, understand? God wants us to know that we are greater than that. To build one tower is nothing, yeah, understand? But they were proud of it. That's why God see that they are going to destruction. Understand? They are proud of materialistic achievement. Only a small part of their power, and forgot that greatness that they create the whole universe. Understand? And omnipresent, omnipotent. That's why God destroyed, yeah, and separate them. Yeah? All right? As a symbolic story or a lesson of ego. Yeah? Okay? These stories are told by enlightened masters. Sometimes they invent a story or they tell a story in a symbolic way to teach their disciple, understand? To convey the message in a clearer way so that they remember better because through a story. Hmm? Okay?
There's still a lot of questions.
Yeah, you
when
ask,
you read
please.
The Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Like Noah's boat, right? Like, you know, the ark, Noah's ark.
Yes, 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 yes.
And then you find that, like, I mean, God destroyed the whole world, see? I mean, just not for one, just one ark, like
yes,
that.
Yes, but anyhow, I tell you the truth. When Noah make the boat, huh? We both were not there, so why you ask me? It's not fair. Why should we bother about Noah when we have enough work in the present day? Right? You should get enlightenment and all this will come to you. Hmm?
Yeah. I understand that the Bible says that the judgment day is near, and from the Bible we understand that many of the things that are happening now is related to the New Testament.
Judgment day,
yeah.
Right.
So probably many people are trying to suggest or trying to predict how far away is the judgment day. I mean, how do you think of this? What do you feel about the prediction of the judgment day?
I feel nothing. They say that many times already. Thousands of people sitting in one corner waiting for the end of the world. They're still doing this in different corners of the world now, different groups, and different dates, different months, and different expectation. Why should you bother about the end of the world? We could end our world anytime, maybe tomorrow. When you die, the world ends for you. So we should worry about our own end of our own world, yeah? And get enlightenment, save yourself. Okay?
Dear Master, there have been a couple of questions about vegetarian diet,
yes.
And I could not understand the fuss about it. When I immigrated to Australia 7 years ago, there is only one vegetarian restaurant, and the food is lousy.
Yeah.
And I've been traveling around to two businesses, and I have never met an inconvenient during the last 7 or 8 years.
No, not really. If we are sincere, we meet enough.
Yeah.
We will have enough nutrition. God will guide us, yeah?
Yeah, it's the initiative that counts.
Yes, there's many people travel around the world and they never had problem. So please, don't pull yourself down to the stomach all the time. Rise up, rise up. God takes care of everything if you truly turn to God. Turn to your own greatness within, and nothing is impossible. Please, don't limit your power to food alone.
Master, can I ask you a question? Yes, last night you were talking in your conference, you were saying that you communicate with God. He wanted you to wear beautiful clothes.
Right.
Okay, my question is, you often communicate with Him. How does he look like? I read from articles and books that God looked like a white, very white, bright light. Is that true?
It's one of the aspects of God. We don't communicate in human language, all right? I just try to explain it to you in human terms, that's all. God is white light, also golden light, yellow light, silver light, many other kind of lights, and many kind of other kind of wonder, yeah?
Or does it come in any kind of shape?
Sometimes, yes, sometimes.
Shape of a human or...?
Yes, sometimes. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Master, I have a personal question. Yesterday during your lecture, you were saying that all of us need not to be a monk or a nun to be enlightened.
Right.
Yes, but why did you have to sacrifice your marriage to save us?
Oh, I wasn't enlightened then. I had to do it. But it's also good. Because I tell you the truth, I'm so busy right now that even if I have a true husband, still have a husband, I probably do injustice to him. I will stay up with you people until 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the night and go home and I want to remove my makeup and take a bath and all that and even take care of some other immediate matters from different countries or arrange for the next trip, you understand? I think whether I have a husband or not makes no difference at all. We don't have time for each other, understand? And I think it's better like that. My position is different. You see, you want only enlightenment. You don't need to be a master. And if you are a master, I think you must prepare to sacrifice sooner or later, whether you have a husband or not. That's why most of the master, for example, Indian master, they wait until their pensioner, 50 years old or afterward, to start their mastership. Very rare a young master. In case if he is, then all the family has to support him because he can no longer work and his wife has to sacrifice and look after him instead of he look after the family. Understand? So most of the great masters, they are pensioners. Until then, they just work in the world and take the pension and take care of the children until they all grow up and then they become master. Understand? But in case they were young, of course their family had to be already strong, established, and fully support him. Hmm? You think I could go out and earn money ordinary way? 8 to 5? No. I earn money, but in different way. I do my painting, interior design, exterior design, clothing design, all kind of music and all that, you know, here and there. I don't need to. But I prefer to, so that I don't have to give you trouble. That everywhere I go, you must see to my air ticket. It's a lot of money. Yeah, I don't want you, before coming to me, you already have to worry about financial problem. Understand? If you have it, you contribute to the community, it's fine. I don't want to give you that burden, that pressure. And I don't want the pressure to stand between us spiritually. So you come to me light-hearted and relaxed, that Master takes care of everything. Understand? Because you have enough pressure already in life. So I guess I'm unmarried. This is also the will of Divine. And it's good so. Yeah?
Is there infinite progress? Or is there a kind of a stagnant after you reach the highest and there's no more
No.
Further progress.
Always progress.
And is it possible for you to fall back? If
no. No. You see, just like after college, you have your degree, but you don't stop there, understand? You learn by experiences, by working and by practicing, okay? It's infinite. But then you have your standard, minimum requirement. You have your basic wisdom, yeah? And then as the day goes by, as the situation arises, when you have to deal with sentient beings or situations, you use more wisdom and learn by them. Okay? Actually, you don't learn, but your wisdom is infinite. Because the situations are infinite and sentient beings are infinite. Therefore, you can't say you just stop there. No. You stop there because then you know everything, but you don't use it all the time. So that means like you don't know all the thing. Only when the situation arises and demands come, then you use your wisdom. Then you also know, ah, now I know that, and I also can do that. Understand? But you don't desire to know anything anymore. You know everything, but you don't know anything. You do things according to time, situation, and requirement. All right? Infinite is infinite. You don't only learn here, you go up to heaven and continue.
Dear Master, what's the difference between the Fa Hua Jing and Kuan Yin method?
What's the difference between Kuan Yin method and Fa Hua Jing? The difference is that Fa Hua Jing always say about Kuan Yin method. And the Kuan Yin method is the one directly you know it. Okay? Just like the menu and the food. Actually no different, but different. Because you read the menu, you cannot be satisfied, but you eat the food, you're satisfied.
With your grace, as a living Buddha, I understand that at the time of our demise, that means a passing away, those sincere sincere initiates will be brought according to the levels to whichever heaven to carry on their study. Does it mean that when you are still here, then we have passed away, you can still coach us there or guide us there towards mastership?
When I pass away?
No, not you. I mean,
they pass away before reaching the level.
That's right.
Sure, sure, definitely. I have to see you back home.
That's
up to the fifth level.
Thank you, Master.
Because some of you can never finish in one lifetime, can never finish here. Then we rise up to a higher level and continue. Yeah? It's better than in human level. It's too difficult. Vegetarian diet, a wife, children, no problem. Too much problem. So whatever you practice, I think it's better to rise you up after you leave this world and teach you from there. It's not so much of material obstruction.
Master, how about children
like
half initiation? Would they also rise up?
Half initiation? Yes, sure.
Thank you.
Hello, 师父，我请教问题哈，请问呢，师父所讲的第五重境界啊，跟佛经讲那个极乐世界有什么分别？
第五界是比那个极乐世界高了啦。
哦、第五界的，第五界、哎、哦，
比那个高。嗯，
谢谢师父。
嗯，不客气。
I would like you to tell me my meditation is at what level, is it? Because I have meditated and seen thousand Buddhas and golden lights, is it? That means halos of Buddhas in front and in a circular form, thousands of Buddhas. I just want to know what is it all.
Practicing is for knowledge and wisdom. Don't care about level. We're not here for horse racing or presidential campaign. Huh? Don't care, okay?
Your normal life, I cannot improve by even how many levels, so no use.
Right, right.
I mean, when you're hungry, how many levels, no use.
Right. If you see light, see Buddha, that means it's proof of some enlightenment. And you just be happy with it and see how you improve your life with it, how you can work better or how you be more loving. That's more important than seeing what level, all right? We practice with level, it's just for reference, but our heart should not cling to level because we're not taking any exams, okay? Yes. Sooner or later, Buddha will let you know whether you're fit to be Buddha. Oh, I'm very sorry. Time is precious again in Singapore, like everywhere else. And I know many questions are unanswered. We can't be more delayed because Singapore, we have to be punctual. Goodbye. Tomorrow, huh? I thank you for all your love, the flowers, and the support.
This concludes our presentation of We All Have the Wisdom of God. Please tune in tomorrow for our special presentation of A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next.